Oh, I'm supposed to go?
See, I tried to get Tina to start it. You see, she doesn't. Because you know what? I'm John.
I'm Tina.
It's Voice Coaches Radio. By the way, I've been trying to, you know, give Tina a lot more rope because I had someone say to me, I could tell by the podcast you like to talk. And I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? And then I said, if I don't talk, no one's going to talk. Yeah. And they said, oh yeah, Tina's a little quieter than you. And so I'm trying to have Tina take over. She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want
to
do it.
I have no desire to. You lead, I'll follow.
All right. So, So the episode today is going to be side hustle reality check.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean? What it means is you know, I have so many people tell me, hey, I actually love my job, but I would like to do this as a side hustle. I want to make money on the side. And so I want to talk about that. And because some people have unreal expectations. Like the other question I get related to that, and usually by the same person, is something like, okay, how long before I can make money doing this?
Yep. How quick can I get my first job?
How quick? Yeah.
Yes.
So I want to talk about that. First, I guess I'll do it in order. First off, when you think about a side hustle, and you want to make money doing something. Also understand that to make money, even if it's part-time, you still have to be a professional. Like, so I want to make that clear. So because people say, well, I just want to do this on the side. Great.
Yeah.
Let me relate this. And I'd say this in my webinar. So you'll hear this again, but I think it's a really good example. If I was to have an electrical issue at my house.
Yes.
And I hired an electrician. If that person shows up and says, yeah, just so you know, I'm just a part-time electrician. You know what I still need that person to be?
An electrician.
An electrician. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to stand next to the person and show them how to do their job because I'm not an electrician. But even if I was, I paid you to do the job.
Yes.
This is very similar. So yes, you can do this as a side hustle, but that doesn't mean you can just not be a professional voice actor.
Oh, no.
So understand that you will have to learn how to be a voice actor, however you do that.
Yes.
Okay. You're gonna get some voiceover coaching, get some voice coaching, right? So that's the first part. But then the second part where you do want to okay, I'm gonna learn how to do this. I wouldn't put time limits on it like that.
No, absolutely not.
Because you could listen, you can get a job right away. There are people who have.
Yes.
But there are people who do very, very well in this industry right now. And it took them like 9 months to get the first job.
Yeah. That's what I'm finding with a lot that yes, you're right. Some, bam, right place, right time. That's how I always you think about that, you know? And it's your voice that they want. But it's, sometimes it does take, sending in your audition, sending in your demo, send it, and you're sending it.
Follow up.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, you're running a small business, like we always say.
Yeah, I mean, even though we call it a side hustle, I think of it as like a part-time job.
Yeah.
It's a part-time job. So treat it as if it is still.
You're running a little part-time business.
Yeah, really that's what you're doing.
It's a side business.
Yeah.
And so you're going to send demos out and then you're going to follow up. And you're going to follow up with those and continue to follow up with those people because you want to always put yourself in front of them.
Yes.
You know, I love to say that. Although I don't know if I'd love to say it. I don't know if I'd love to say that the best voice gets the job because it's not the case.
No,
it's not. And you know what? I don't know if that's good or bad. I do feel this is one of the few industries where the people who get the work are the people who deserve it. In other words, they put themselves in the right place at the right time. And not only did they do that, they kept following up because they actually want the job. Sending a demo out and then sitting around and waiting and saying, if they like me, they'll hire me is not the way.
No.
It's not the way because that doesn't work like that.
And here's the thing. It's not like it's so easy to follow up with just even an email.
Yeah.
Just that's it. Just checking in. I just wanted to see what you think. Any feedback, anything like that. So you don't have to say, did I get the job? Did you hire somebody? You could just come in nice and subtle and say, hey, just wanted to, check in with you, see how things are going.
Yeah. Hey,
how about some feedback on my no?
Well, okay. Let me explain why I don't like that part of it. And that's something I tell people. It's a little trick that voice actors used to try to use, which was they want to force me to respond to them by saying something like, hey, just checking in. What do you think of my demo? Now, I can tell you from my perspective, mm-hmm. once someone says, what did you think of my demo? It takes you out of the hiring pool and puts you into an amateur
who wants me
to critique their demo. And I can critique anyone's demo.
Yeah.
And so now, I'll respond to you, but I'm going to tell you what I think of your demo. And at that point, I feel like you're not a professional because you're asking me to critique your demo, which means you're not very confident in your demo. So I don't ever recommend going, hey, give me some feedback, or could you give me some feedback? Because at that point, it's like, you want feedback on your demo?
Yeah.
It's like saying that about your resume. Can you give me some feedback on my resume? I would more say, you know, I would follow up and just, you don't have to do anything really. We know why you're doing it. Yeah. You just go, hey, just checking in. How are things going at the studio? And by the way, you may have heard me on this, this, or this, if you've done anything. If not, and say, hey, you could ask, hey, you know, you learn something about people at the studio. Hey, how's your dog? Like, very easy to learn about Marcy. We have a dog that's always here. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are things going at the studio? How's Marcy doing? You know, things like that really go a long way. You don't have to beg for work or anything like that.
No.
And I've heard from other producers that it's not my thing either, because I'm pretty easygoing. If someone asks me for feedback, I can give it to you, but I've heard from other producers who say that actually. David has said that to me. He's like, someone asked me for feedback on their demo. I'm like, okay, this person's not a professional. Right. So I just don't. So that's one part I maybe wouldn't do, but you know, have you done that? Does that work for you? If it works, then you should do it. I'm just giving you my perspective and what I've heard from some producers.
It's been a while since I've done that. And I think I did that right in the beginning, though, because I did want to improve. And I just wanted to know on my end, yes, I did a professional demo, but I'm also sending them a little bit of their script.
Okay, so that's different. That's a completely different thing. Okay.
So if I,
absolutely.
Yes.
I agree with that. So that's an audition, basically.
Yeah, an audition.
If you're reading a part of their script, absolutely fine to ask what they thought of it and any feedback. I actually think that's a good idea. I thought you meant the demo. I would never ask any feedback on my demo.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's more of when I'm auditioning for their, that little segment. Yeah, and just say, okay, you know, and I always just put in there, hey, I am available, you know, especially, and if it's something that, like, if I do audition for something and I'll let them know, I'll kind of restate, hey, you know, my turnaround time is within 24 hours.
That's smart.
I can do less than that, you know, depending on when I get the script or anything like that.
I can do rush jobs.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and that's good too, like, because even if they don't get you for this job, they know that if they need someone last second, you're available. So that's smart. So there's, so follow up always.
Yeah.
Don't get, there's a mindset. And again, this goes back to a prior episode we did where people, I think, feel silly doing certain things, not just doing the voiceovers, but also people who have said to me, well, I've sent my demo out and I figured if they like my voice, they will call me. And I'm like, that is not how it works. I get it. I understand. You feel like you're bothering us, right? Or you feel like, oh, I don't want to be a pest.
Yeah.
You should follow up, because you'd be surprised how some jobs are cast. Like we've hired people that we just got a follow up from. And that's why we're like, oh, that's right. Yeah. We really like her. But if she hadn't followed up that day, it might have been someone else.
Yeah. Because studios get busy.
Yeah.
They are. And sometimes, you know, it just comes in. But then you do, all of a sudden, your name does come across.
Right.
They do see that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You should get them in here.
But the point of it is, you could be, listen, sometimes you don't get hired right away. And there's no rhyme or reason. But keep putting yourself in the right place. And so I tell people, if you put a time limit, if you decide you want to get into voiceovers and you're like, okay, I'll give it 3 months, you're going to reach that 3 month period.
It goes by fast.
Yeah. And not only that, how many jobs is enough for you to go, oh, I got enough? Like, is one job enough? So you got one to 3 months. So you're like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
Two jobs, three. Don't do that. My advice is, you want to get into voiceovers, and this goes for everything. Mm-hmm. If you decide you want to pursue something, pursue it.
Yeah. Go for
it. Don't put like some kind of weird time limit on it where you're going to reach it and you're really setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Right. That's on you at that point.
No. And it's finding, you've got to just look in for, especially when you're looking for jobs, look in different areas that you wouldn't even think, you know, or just, you know, where do I hear a voiceover? And then how do I find that type of job? Just think of where you do hear them. like I said, we hear them on the bus, you hear them on the train, on the subway, the airport. Call up the airport and ask, you know, talk to the manager of the airport and say, hey, you know, I do voice acting. You know?
Yes. You'd be surprised. You know, all of a sudden you're doing the, all of a sudden you're the voice at the airport. And all it took was for you to contact someone.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, it's, but the reality is, mm-hmm. side hustle reality check is, it may take you 2 weeks, may take you 2 months, mm-hmm. may take you 9 months. But if you keep plugging away, you'll get the job.
You will.
Okay? Just don't put unreal expectations. And I think mm-hmm. that's what the reality check here is. Don't go, and also don't do this from a desperate point of view. I tell people, you get mm-hmm. into voiceovers, you should absolutely start doing this on the side.
Yes.
Don't do that thing where, like, I don't care how good, if you and I meet at a webinar, mm-hmm. self-plug, if you and I meet at an intro to voice acting webinar and I think your voice sounds amazing, okay, it doesn't mean you're going to get a job right away.
No.
That's not how this works, right? It means I think your voice is amazing mm-hmm. and you could absolutely do this, but don't leverage that in your mind. And also don't quit your job. Don't go, John thought I was amazing, I'm going to quit my job and get into voiceovers. No. Absolutely do this on the side. And as you start to get mm-hmm. work, you may be able to move this into something more full-time. If that's mm-hmm. your goal, that's not everyone's goal.
No.
Some people love their other job. They just would mm-hmm. like to do this on the side because it's creative and different from what they're doing. And they like to make a little money on the side. And that's fine too.
Yeah.
Whatever your goals are, part-time, full-time, supplemental, mm-hmm. retirement, that's all cool. You can absolutely do that here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just keep at it.
Yes. This is extremely flexible. Mm-hmm. But just, keep plugging away.
Yeah.
So that's our reality.
It can
side
be done.
Side hustle reality check. Yeah,
it absolutely. Can be done.
Yep. So there you go. I mean, we're really...
I don't know what's wrong with us today.
We're on it today. So now, again, I want to just reiterate this. Any questions at all? Email us.
Yes.
We've been getting a lot of new questions. I have gotten some questions from people, and I would like to do a listener questions episode again, but we're just not getting a ton of questions. Mm-hmm. They're kind of repeat questions. And so I would encourage people if you've sent me questions recently and you're wondering why I haven't answered them, mm-hmm. I did. Go back to listener questions.
I did answer them.
And so did Tina. Tina also answered them.
Yes, I do.
We both answered them for you, but,
any questions, anytime. I always tell. Yeah. Reach out at any time. We'll help you out as much as we can.
So again, John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com. There you go. And
don't forget, 50% off my intro webinar with POD.
It's a deal.
We out.